Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Dating website Illicit Encounters.
How you doing?
Has compiled a list of the top 10 sexual fantasies of people who cheat.
That's what this is for, isn't it? It's kind of like a Ashley Madison
it
one.
It is.
How you doing? Milch in your area, man. Rocking you.
I'm sure they're all over.
Rocking. Just walk up to one. Just knock at a door if you see a MILF living there.
She's waiting for you.
You're like Mr. Mom at home.
Now does...
I'm home all day.
Well, that's a British one, according to Google.
Yeah.
Is it like Ashley Madison, where 90% of
dudes.
They're fake?
I don't know that.
Or 90% dudes.
Yeah, and the other 10% that claim to be women
are fake.
Right.
No word on illicit encounters specifically on that, but let's have fun with their little list here.
Would we agree? What's our top five sexual fantasies?
This is top 10 sexual fantasies, not for you.
Well, you know
this
mine.
This is for people who cheat.
Okay, I don't cheat.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is not for you.
But if I would,
This is the top 10 sexual fantasies of people who cheat.
Okay, wouldn't that be one of the fantasies? Strange. Cheating is strange. Somebody new.
Yeah.
Of course, that would be, you're already in that group, so yeah. That wouldn't be the list.
I think you're
right.
Taking it one step further. I think the strange is implied.
I think
here.
It is implied.
You can add all these with strange.
There you go.
And we'll start at number 10. The cheater's favorite fantasies. At number 10, sex with someone in authority. Maybe a police officer or something like that. Number 9, sex in a public place. You know, these are all general fantasies that a lot of people have, just in a different order.
Done.
Number 8, group sex.
Make sure there's an equal amount of penises around.
Would a threesome count as group sex? Or does it have to be more than that?
I still think that counts as a group, although I assume it's more. But
yeah.
Threesome probably.
Otherwise, they would specifically
might be
say
a different category.
Threesome.
Right.
Is group sex like more than a threesome, but less than an orgy?
Is group two on two? That's swapping sometimes. You'll see that. But I think that'd be group. It's four people be a group. Three is a threesome.
Yeah, I'd like to a little quantifying.
Mm. Three's not a crowd?
Not if you get the right amount of penises. One. Three is not a crowd.
Right.
If there's one penis in a threesome, that's not a crowd.
You're very concerned with the number of penises.
Well, you don't want too many because you want to have enough women in their
you
room.
You don't.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Threw yourself under the penis bus.
If only. At number 7 on the cheater's favorite fantasies is sex with a friend. I guess it's of the opposite sex. I don't know.
I hope so.
Number 6, an affair with a work colleague.
You guys are all, you know, good buds, but I don't want to have sex with any of you.
Thank you.
Again.
Oh, now you say that.
Again.
Well, after work.
That's true. After 10.
Right.
It ain't happening, sweetheart.
That's too bad.
It's happening.
You could click 2 off the list.
I know.
Because we're friends and coworkers.
That's true.
Yeah. That number 6, an affair with a work colleague.
And if we all did it together, that would probably be a group.
Oh, that'd be way too many penises.
In public.
Yeah.
But there's no authority figure in here.
At number 5.
I mean, Tyler tells you what sound effects are going to go. So he's probably the authority figure around here.
I fired Craig yesterday, and he showed up today. That's how much authority we have.
Yeah, Craig didn't care.
I played during the appetizer. I swear, I fired you.
It did.
That's all right, mine. I fired you yesterday, and you're here. And now I just remembered it. So
he's
I got no
got
power.
Nowhere else to go.
What I heard, I was awake.
It was you fired him, and then you reduced it to a week-long suspension,
which is next week.
Starting Monday.
Right by the end of the sentence.
Still though, I fired him, and he shows back up.
greatly.
It's like you didn't take me seriously.
Well, I didn't want you to think that I was offended by that, so I just came in to let you know I'm fine.
While you're here, you might as well work another day.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Number five on the list of favorite fantasies for cheaters is the aforementioned sex with a stranger.
Well, we assume that was in there, so you're
that
right.
That is strange.
You're already
for
getting
sure.
that, so why would you have that as your fantasy, since that is the list?
Well, you might be doing one of these other cheating things.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this might be your first time on the site,
right.
And you haven't hooked up yet, so obviously
yeah,
that's
you
a
might
fantasy.
Be having sex with someone in authority in a public place with a group, but maybe not with a stranger. And you still want that.
Well, we remember Petey's famous line about groups, too many buttholes.
Ah.
Yeah. Buttholes everywhere, I think it was, actually. I think that was the exact quote.
It was Naked Twister more than
okay.
More than just a group setting, just for the record.
That's right, it was Naked Twister. Naked Twister on there? Because there's too many buttholes.
No, that might be number everywhere. 11, though.
Buttholes everywhere.
Just buttholes, throw your buttholes in the sky. Throw them in the air, wave them like you don't
you just,
care.
Just don't care.
Now, number four, I don't get. I just don't understand it. Of all the many things that we've gone through here, and, yeah. you know, we have to ask Puss about this or that or the other thing. He knows all these things.
But that's bestiality, what we ask Puss.
A lot of
right.
it.
Yeah.
But in the cheater's favorite fantasies at number four.
A strange pig?
Sex with my current partner.
That makes no sense.
Well, that's kind of what I thought.
You guys not getting laid at all?
Yes.
Or you just have a very low bar.
Well, that's probably why you're on this website, because you're not getting laid at home.
But why would you list that as your... Okay.
That's a good point, Todd.
That's
you would
a
like
fantasy.
That.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good point, Todd.
Right, because you would like that. Yeah. Ideally, a lot of people who aren't getting laid at home would probably like that.
Yeah, you're right. It's I don't get why it's on the list. You're right.
Well, that's what they listed.
I know. All right.
Petey, that explains, because a lady at yoga class came up to me yesterday and said, I heard you on your radio show a while back talking about, what were you talking about? Faces to buttholes?
Oh, naked twister. Naked
yeah,
twister.
Yeah. Because she said, I heard you talking about, about butts in your face. And I said,
that's
well,
yoga.
Well,
that's
no,
every day.
That
really.
Doesn't really happen a lot. And if it did, I wouldn't be complaining about it.
Right.
I've never complained about a butt in my face.
Hell no. Because it's all chicks in yoga
and
except for you.
We appreciate that right. about you, Todd. Right.
So that's probably what she was referencing.
No, I think it was yoga. We talk about yoga a lot, and like, there's a butt in front of you in yoga, and there's a lot of women in yoga. Which
but there's
is
really not.
Well, it's not right in front of you, but it's if the downward dog, you lift your head up, you can see their butt in front of you, right?
Yeah, but usually they're 10, 15 feet in front of
you. I don't know how close you guys were.
No, they're not.
I see those mats laid pretty close in some classes. I've never.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what like yours is like.
But no, this is.
If it's a busy class, there's a butt in front of you, right?
This isn't like yoga in Santa Monica.
Okay, not a ton of them in there.
Right, where
you got a little room.
Where you're mat to mat. Yeah, there's maybe 10, 15 people in the
room.
Oh,
so you spread out.
At the most.
So there's not a butthole near you.
Man. Right.
And you avoid Todd's fart cloud if you're a little
right.
further
you
away.
You don't be anywhere near Todd's butt,
yeah.
too. The ladies avoid
no, that's
that.
Why I go in the back row.
So you don't, yeah.
So the fart resonates off the back wall. You should try to park it near an acoustic tile so it absorbs some of that.
Park your ass right by the acoustic tile.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should install like one of those industrial kitchen exhaust fans right above where you set your mat. No, that's Todd's spot.
I'm really not that egregious of an offender. But every once in a while, one slips out.
You got to be the only guy. Are the women, they just like, excuse me. They do that kind of stuff?
No.
Sorry.
Nobody says anything.
But you make them. Now, do they fart as loud as you, any of them?
Probably not.
Okay. That means yes.
I haven't heard one in a while.
It sounds like you said that you've heard
See,
one.
That's the wonderful thing about the gym is everybody's got their earphones in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did that the other day at the gym. Just, I was lifting the bar off.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't. Yeah.
One slipped out. And I was just like, nobody heard. Everybody within 10 feet had earphones in.
At number three on the list of favorite fantasies for cheaters, sex with a celebrity.
There you go. How you doing, Craig? You're a celebrity.
Mm. Where? Yeah.
Minor.
Yeah.
You're a minor celebrity. Mm.
Local notable.
Regional notable.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that notable. That's
regional notable.
Even then, that's
pushing you're
it.
A celebrity to some people.
I'm
don't discount.
With,
don't discount your fame.
I'm with Craig. I'm uncomfortable with people referencing us as celebrities.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
You are.
It does.
I hate it. I don't like it either.
The implication is, in fact, the root of the word is that you are celebrated. And I don't really feel celebrated. When's the last time you felt celebrated? Or if ever.
Yeah, I can't think of a time.
I can't either.
Well, on your birthday, somebody celebrated you.
Yeah,
they weren't celebrating me. They were celebrating a birthday.
Yeah, they were celebrating a reason for them to drink, even though they didn't need one.
Right.
It was an occasion that just happened to be my birthday.
Another one of the cheater's favorite fantasies is a sex scene on TV or online, I guess.
You just turn that on. You got that. That makes no sense.
Well, you could make one.
Yeah. Oh, make one. Yeah, I've seen a lot of recent ones when I do my research for the program here.
Mm-hmm.
Women are wearing sunglasses on these videos so they can – there's plausible deniability of who they are. You've seen it a lot.
Yeah, see, I don't
like
that.
They do it with their boyfriends, and it's usually you don't see the guy at all, and they're actually so Tom, and they can wear sunglasses. I don't either, Tom, but that's why they're doing it.
I know.
Because if you look at the woman and go, she looks familiar, well, you can't tell because...
But then don't make a video.
Right.
Well, that's reason. She
still wants to, but she wants not to be recognized.
It's not necessarily for you. It's for her.
Yeah.
In that situation.
And it leaks to the internet.
I'm thinking it's for me, and if that's the case, show your face.
No.
But they're doing it for their own purposes, and it gets out on the web.
Right. Yeah, they're doing it for fun.
Yeah.
And they don't want, and it's fine if they don't want
to. It usually involves a guy in a t-shirt, you don't see his face either.
Yeah.
Or they film it, and, you know, you cut it off.
You don't
off
even see her. I don't like that. Yeah. When they show neither person's head.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I just assume, well, you must look hideous.
No, they don't want to be seen at all.
I know. But then, you know, don't make a tape. Show us the face.
Here's the deal about that, though. Here's a weird thing about those videos with the sunglasses on the women. And I don't know these people, so I couldn't pick them out of a lineup because they're wearing sunglasses. But if it was like, all of a sudden, if I saw a video of you having sex with somebody with sunglasses on, I'd say, that's Todd with sunglasses on.
I know.
So if this video leaks to one of their friends, they'll know that's Susie in
with sunglasses.
Right. And I recognize Bill's t-shirt. Oh, excuse me, Jim's t-shirt.
Right, it's not much of a disguise.
It's not if you know them. There's a guy I saw, I don't know if it was this city, but they got a guy who has a hood up. He's stealing a package at somebody's door, those scumbags. And the door has those doorbell cameras that are famous now. They are pretty all over the place. You have one of those, don't you, not post now?
Yeah,
okay.
The Ring.
So they got this guy walking up. He has a hood on, so he thinks, so nobody at the street level can see him. But as he's messing for the package, you just see his face in this hood. I'm thinking, I don't know if they caught the guy or not. It was a local TV station tweeted it out, so it might not be a local story. It could be anywhere, because they'll tweet out anything to get viewers.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, oh, that's Jim with a hood on, you know? Would you call Jim right there? Hey, Jim, did you rip off a package? I saw you, man.
Dude. They're coming to get you.
Yeah, because I'm not going to narc on you.
You
but,
stared right into the
you.
Doorbell.
You could just tell it's him with a hood on, right.
Don't
what did you get off the porch?
Yeah, what, else you the got what else you yeah. got there?
Here's what I'm curious about, because I hear commercials for those all the time, and they help you send those guys to prison.
Oh, yeah.
How many of those guys do you think have actually been caught and are doing time now? Because they got caught on the security.
I don't know.
There's got to be a handful, but it's getting more because it's just starting to come along.
And those cameras are pretty good.
They are?
Yeah. And number one on the list.
But I'm saying.
Like, you can look at your front door right now on your phone, right, Puss?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What if somebody stole a package from them? I guarantee you they're not canvassing the neighborhood. They're not sending every available officer
no,
out
they're not.
To find the guy who stole the package.
They're not.
You have a better chance.
Yeah. Unless they see the guy's face, somebody say, "I think it was Jim. I just saw his face."
Right? Without one of those things, somebody steals your package off your porch. It's gone, and the guy's getting away with it. That's just the end of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where are we at? We at number two or one?
Number one.
Number one.
We can wait for half an hour if you'd like.
Nope.
Number one on the list of cheaters' favorite fantasies: sex with the ex.
Oh, people have those all the time.
Cheaters' favorite fantasies.
A bunch
number
of exes.
One,
there's a bunch of exes
with the ex.
In most people's lives. There's a bunch of exes.
So that might be number one for some people, but that's like number 1,000 for a lot of other people.
Yes. I think it's high on a lot of people's list. It's number one.
Number one it's on number the one. Cheaters' favorite fantasies.
That's number one.
And illicit encounters.
Hmm. Yeah. You didn't have many girlfriends, Todd.
I know.
If you had a bunch of girlfriends, they'd be on your list. Puss told me that.
They'd be in the bank.
They're not on mine.
Are you saying?
They're not on mine.
He's saying.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.